Go meh.
Okay, oh.
I'm afraid I'm a bit too slow. I don't know how much preparation you guys did,
Yeah.
but not a
Yeah.
lot.
No,
You see this beautiful presentation.
Yeah. Very
Okay.
nice.
Let's get started.
Yeah.
I sort of prepared this, opening acquaintance, tool training, how to use the things here, project plan discussion, and then the rest of the meeting. We're supposed to develop a new remote control that's both original, trendy, and user-friendly. So, hope you have good ideas. I don't. We're working from top to bottom, functional design. Then we do some individual work there for meeting to discuss the results, etc., etc. And at the end of the day, we should have a prototype grown up. We have available the smart boards and the whiteboard. We should take some practice. I have some instructions on how to do
Yeah.
that. Well, you know how to do documents work. So, this for toolbar. See it next. We have a pen. And we can use this pen to perform.
Yes. So. It doesn't always work. Okay, so you can
Draw.
draw.
Alright.
And in the format menu, you can select color and line width, etc. Okay.
Okay, each of you can take some practice, and you should draw an animal. And you should explain with different colors and with different pen widths, and you should explain why you draw that particular animal. So, Yuri.
Okay.
Don't take up too much space.
Yeah.
Different pen widths?
With the format menu.
Oh.
And use different colors, etc. And what's that supposed to be?
It's
Can it
giraffe.
be one?
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah, four legs.
Giraffe's yellow.
Needs some yellow.
Can you use one blank sheet per drawing?
Yeah.
Or so you must save it at the end and then.
Yeah, you can press the next button, which is. Yeah,
some spots.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
The new one.
How much time do I have to draw?
Yeah.
Forever on this.
Okay, do
You
I have
don't
to
much.
explain why I chose this animal?
Yeah.
I think it's a great animal.
What is it?
It's a giraffe.
A giraffe, okay.
Yeah,
Yeah, I
so.
see a long neck, but
More like a dinosaur.
Okay, I will give it an eye.
Okay. It's nice of you.
Hey, come on.
Some leaves to eat.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Pretty good. Could you press the next?
The next.
Okay.
Yeah.
Done.
Thanks.
Is this part of our acquaintance or introduction?
Yeah, it's our introduction. Okay, wait. That's the idea.
impression.
I'm guessing a turtle. No.
I say good guess.
Why a turtle?
Because of its shell.
Because it's slow. It's
Because
slow.
it's
You were slow too?
So
I was a bit slow too.
Dude, you're a good drawer.
Some other.
Do you have a turtle pet?
No. I don't know. Doesn't it have legs?
Yeah.
Sure.
Not exactly legs.
Stomach.
More like fins.
More like a tank. Yeah, it has fins, but I
They
don't know
kind
where.
of look like mole legs. It's sharp nails.
Yeah.
Spots. Oh, some bone.
Looks very friendly.
Probably turtle, I guess. Yeah, well, I think it's fair enough.
Yeah, okay.
A little film.
Right, I don't know what position it is. Does it have ears?
Not
No.
sure.
Oh, okay.
A little hole.
Can you erase ears or?
Yeah.
Yeah?
It's a gun.
Oh, right.
Erase.
Erase call.
And why did you choose this call?
I
Seven
dunno,
was slow.
it just came into my mind, so there's no particular reason why.
Yeah, you like it.
Yeah. Well, I guess I'm done.
Okay.
That's my turn.
Your turn.
Thanks. I have to select the next or
Next.
whatever. Here you go.
Makes a new
Colors
paper.
are on the floor now, huh?
Yeah.
Let's see.
Orange.
How am I gonna do this? Rabbits.
Kangaroo.
Not quite.
Fox.
Fox, yeah.
Fire frogs.
No.
Cat.
It's a cat.
It's a cat. Not
Cat
quite
had
that
an
though.
accident, right?
Why a cat?
Yeah, I don't know, they're my favorite pets.
You have some.
Come on. Yeah, I'm not so good at drawing with this kind of stuff. Oh shit.
The pen. Yeah.
Excuse my language.
Sure.
I don't know how to draw a space, but you get the idea. It's a
Yeah.
it's my
Right.
favorite pet animal. Because they're cute, they're independent and cuddly. I don't know.
Right.
That's it? Or do I need
Yeah.
to use more colors and
Well, I think it's okay. You get the idea, right?
Okay. We have a financial aspect to this project. We can sell them at €25. The aim is to reach to sell as much as €50 million. So that's quite a big amount of money. And the production cost should be the half of the selling price. Okay, now it's time for some discussion. Yeah, we should get started. Yeah. I'm taking notes.
Okay, good.
We each have a specific task, as I saw in my mail. I didn't know if you received the same mail.
Yeah.
Okay, so the industrial designer should produce a working design. Am I correct?
Sure.
Okay.
The user interface designer should specify the technical functions, right? Yeah. And the marketing expert should come up with user requirements.
Yeah.
Did any of you already do some work on this part, or?
I started making an overview for myself of what I had to do, because we have three design steps and every step I have this specific task to perform or whatever. So I had to make an overview for myself of what I had to do and kind of working to get ideas about.
And do you have any ideas about?
Well, I started with the first phase, I think, was the functional.
Yeah, I got another point. It uses infrared light to
communicate
the signal to
the
TV apparatus or stereo.
Yeah.
And that's very common.
I had some buttons for the on and off function, and for the changing of to all the channels and changing the volume.
Yeah,
that the basic options for the remote control.
Yeah, I kept it global because the activates the interface.
Okay,
I wasn't thinking yet about that. I mean, you want to
yeah.
the channel, but you might want to use the text also.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know what the word is in English for that.
Same one.
Yeah.
What did the marketing expert do?
Well, from a marketing perspective, well, the function design phase consists of the user requirements. What needs and desires are to be fulfilled. So there are a few means to reach that by doing research to see what existing products are there out in the market and what functions do they have. Especially what are their shortcomings? Are there any new functions which can be added to our product? Therefore, we have to do some internet search. For example, for what kind of applications do current remote control support, and what are features of current and future televisions?
Yes.
So we can see what needs to be supported, and we can interview current users and future users. What would they like to see on a new remote control? Especially for future users, I'm thinking of early adopters. Because they use new technology first, and they play with a lot of tools and stuff, so maybe they have some good ideas to add.
You can get that information?
I think I can get that information.
Yeah,
okay. That's not be fair. Yeah.
But have you any ideas so far as what the user requirements are?
No, not specifically, more to how to get them.
I've got some requirements to test. That's the usual pattern.
Yeah,
of course.
Really easy to use buttons, not very small buttons, but not then also big buttons, but just normal buttons. It has to be a small unit. It has to be, you can take it with you everywhere in your house. So it has not to be gigantic machine. And a good zapping range.
And what do you mean by that?
The distance from your television to your remote control has to be quite a big distance.
Yeah.
It has to be capable for zapping
from the other end of your room or something.
Okay. Well, I don't think I have anything more to add at the moment. I think the best is to go to work.
Is that you?
Yeah. Okay.
I don't want to
Yes. think we can go ahead with what we have. I will summarize the things we discussed and put it in the projects folder. The user of the industrial designer can work on the working design, etc., etc., and it seems you get more information by email.
Alright.
That was it for me.
You're going to put the notes on that?
Yeah,
in the project folder.
Okay.
Yeah. Running very fast.
Yeah.
I hope it's readable.
Okay.
Anything more you want to add to the discussion?
I'm just wondering what we're going to do the next day.
Yeah, do we only have to do phase one, the functional design?
Yeah, because then we have.
After that, we are going to the conceptual.
We're just working in
Do some
individual work, we have a meeting, individual work meeting, and at the end, maybe a final meeting that I have to prepare. I have to defend our design, so make it good.
Okay.
I depend on you.
I am going to work on conceptual design model because
yeah.
It's
yeah,
very important to know what kind of components we want
mm-hmm.
to put in.
Yeah.
Do we, I mean, this could be a multimedia control center. Do we want to be able to use the figure recorder?
Yeah,
like
yeah that's my question also because, like,
well,
new things that is the user requirements part. Yeah.
As to what they want. Do they want all those functions or is that small?
But we need good communication
with
this stuff because I have to put the components into the design.
Mm-hmm.
So if I don't know what
components
I think we have to first start with the basic functions.
Yeah.
We can
some remotes who are out there, which I know there's one button which is very easy to switch between devices.
Yeah.
So you can switch to your video and then the same buttons control your video.
Yeah.
Another function I think I'll switch to your media center because that's getting very popular.
Yeah,
and then use your Windows Media Center on your TV with the same remote control.
Yeah.
So with the switch, one single switch.
Yeah, I know what you mean, but you'll need several other buttons for a video player. You need a play and fast forward.
Yeah,
and
record.
So
stuff
you
like
don't
that.
Need that for a TV.
No.
We could just start with assumption that's only for TV and in-ear, and then reserve the possibility to add other features. So you have a basic starting point, and you can always extend that. So make sure it's extendable.
Yeah,
yeah.
It has. Yeah, it has to be user friendly. So it hasn't.
The least amount of functions possible, so it's easier to get to know how it works. And I'll see you again when the computer tells us to.
Yeah.
Half an hour.
Yeah, you're dismissed.
You're fired.
But yeah.